This goes to Dr. Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Dickman, D like David, I-C-K, M like Mary, A-N like November, date of birth 5-16 of 1950. Dear Dr. Klugas, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Dickman with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, persistent atrial fibrillation, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was January 13th of this year. His weight is up 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and blood sugars had been higher, so he's started glipizide 5 milligram twice a day to help lower his blood sugars. Also, he's had more edema recently, so he's taking torsemide 40 milligram every day and an additional 20 milligram in the evening on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Fridays only. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable. Edema is improved with the increased dose of torsemide. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram every other day. Carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. Diltiazem is 240 milligram daily. Aldactone, 12.5 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with warfarin for the chronic atrial fibrillation. Losartan is 25 milligram daily. Torsemide previously mentioned, and the glipizide has been resumed, 5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 240 pounds. Pulse is 76 and irregular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregularly irregular with a controlled rate of 76. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites. And he has a trace of ankle and feet edema bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done July 8th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.32. Estimated GFR is 56. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.3, sodium 135, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3.4, intact parathyroid hormone is 100.3, hemoglobin 11.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. And he will follow up with his cardiologist regularly. And 4, history of congestive heart failure without current exacerbation. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.